Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I am so glad that you're here today. I'm always honored when people find time to carve a little piece out of their busy day to spend with me. So today we're going to be talking about maybe a different way of marketing than what you're used to doing. I recently read an article that went like this. Most businesses depend on marketing to create brand recognition and generate leads. The first options are usually email marketing and social media marketing. However, personalized print marketing can really make a company stand out. Not only does this create another touch point to help strengthen the relationship between businesses and customers, it reminds them you're still there for them, providing value and being thankful they chose you and your business. So I think that sometimes we don't want to bother the customer, and maybe we don't want to just call and say hi, but they'll know that you're there. Does the prospect still know that you're there? That's what we're talking about today. So today's my guest is Cindy Justice. She was a financial advisor before she found Sendout Cards, where she is a senior manager. Sendout Cards offers you the ability to send out physical greeting cards to help you stay connected to your clients and prospects. Please help me in welcoming Cindy to the show. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hey, Linda, thank you so much for having me this afternoon. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. So like I was saying earlier, Cindy, so many times people get busy in calling on new customers and trying to get new clients that maybe they forget their existing customers. And when the customer needs them again, they don't know whether they're in business or not. So before we go into Sendout Cards and the value that they offer, Cindy, talk to me a little bit about your transition from being a financial advisor and finding Sendout Cards and the value they have.
Well, when I was a financial advisor, I realized the very same thing that you've just stated there, that even though I was in touch with my clients on a regular basis, I might have a client that invested a lump sum with me, or they didn't invest on a monthly basis and so forth. And even though I appreciated them tremendously, I wanted them to know I was still there and appreciating them. But if they didn't hear from me, how would they know that? And I could have, you know, and I did call them on the phone. I did send, well, that was before texting was so popular. That was several years mm-hmm. ago because I haven't been a financial advisor for 10 years. But texting, they're wonderful. Texting is wonderful. People can respond to it right away, and they get that message right away that you're thinking about them and that you are important to them. But on the other hand, people are so inundated with electronic data mm-hmm. and information these days. It's just like they can't keep up with it. I know when I get on my cell phone and then I'm talking on the phone and then something else gives me a notification that something else has come into my phone, and I think, oh dear, if I don't look at it right now, it might disappear. Mm-hmm. I get very mm-hmm. frustrated and I can't keep up mm-hmm. with it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so was Sendout Cards something that did you use as a customer for your financial clients first?
I did, yes. I found it was a wonderful way to, for me to keep in touch with people. Mm-hmm. As you know, I have done a lot of networking and so forth, and networking of course, I would gain clients through networking, but in a lot of other means as well. But sometimes in a networking situation, you meet somebody one time, say, oh, isn't that a wonderful person? You might have been able to visit with them for 5 minutes about their business. And you thought, I really would like to learn more about their business so I can refer them to other people. But sometimes people have so many phone calls. There's so much information these days. Even if you leave a voice message for somebody, because they just have so many things going on. So when they get a personalized greeting card in the mail that could even possibly have their photo on it, and it can also have your handwriting, font, signature on it, branding on the back of the card, and so forth. I think, oh, that person really was thinking of me. I am really important. I wasn't just one of a crowd of people in the networking group. It would be hard to follow up with 50 people in a networking event, but you would find two or three that might have a reciprocal business that you could refer back and forth to each other, and you could build a really great relationship. And it would benefit both businesses. And so send out cards is just a tool into cultivating that relationship.
Yeah, that's such a great idea, Cindy, because, folks, if you're listening out there, to begin with, this is October the 19th of 2020. So we'll talk a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted networking. But, Cindy, when I would be out networking, you know, you get to your car and you might have 20 or 30 cards in your pocket. Like you said, there is no way that I could make an impression on all 20 of those, but there may be, like you said, one or two businesses that I want to do more than say, it was nice to meet you. And sending them a card certainly would be that way, I would think. So let's talk a little bit now about the services that Send Out Cards actually offers. I know it's greeting cards, but tell me a little bit, Cindy, about how you use Send Out Cards in building relationships.
Well, one thing that comes to mind right away is if you are out, first of all, you don't have to go to the store and purchase a greeting card. You don't have to go to the post office, thankfully, and buy postage and so forth and get those in the mail, and especially with the holidays coming. Oh, my. So if you had a way to get your heartfelt message into a greeting card, but you could do it from your phone or your computer, and then a company would print, stuff, stamp, address, and mail that greeting card for you, it would be so much easier, and that recipient would have something physical in their hand to look at. If they get a text or they get an email, they get so many of those in a given day, in a period of time, you can't possibly absorb them all. And even if they went back to try to find your message, and if they get 10, you know, if they get several 50 emails or something in a day, they might have a hard time going back and finding your message. Whereas if they get a greeting, it comes in the mail. What do people normally get in the mail? They get bills and they get advertisements. Mm-hmm, and if they get a physical greeting card from someone, they're thinking, oh, that person thought about me. I am important. Mm-hmm. So it just helps them, you know, it helps verify that they are just a really special person.
Yeah, definitely. Because it does make you feel good when you open up a card and it's specifically sent to you. So when we're talking about cards, Cindy, are you talking about birthday cards and holiday cards?
Oh, birthday cards, holiday cards. Congratulations. I know a lot of people visit Facebook on a regular basis. And if you visit Facebook, you're going to see someone had a new baby. They put the baby picture. Or their kid hit a home run, you know, in the local little league, and all those kinds of occasions, weddings and so forth. In fact, I helped as part of a new client wanted to create a card that was actually that would be a very special gift. The card itself would be a very special gift. So we worked the other evening for quite a while, which I was delighted to do. But she had certain things she won on that card, and it came out beautifully, and she was going to send that card as part of her gift to the couple for that event.
Nice.
So it's just anything that you want to capture a memory or celebrate a life. You know, something comes up, you think, oh, man, if we could just have that in print, if we could keep this moment. Well, with social media, forth, which is wonderful, but you can't capture very many moments. They're kind of here now and then gone because there's so many more ensuing. So send up cards will help do that.
So, Cindy, that was such a good idea. What you're saying is when you see on social media that, you know, whether their kids got married or whether they graduated or whatever, sending a card is so much better than a thumbs up on social media. It definitely, I mean, everybody does the thumbs up, the little heart, the smiley face, but to be able to send them a card like that, that makes so much sense. So when you're looking at send out cards, do I have to go in every time and generate a card and create it, or how does that work?
It depends on the situation. If you're prompted to send one to somebody, you can do it right then. You can do it from your phone, your device, your computer. You can use a card from the card catalog, or you can create your own if you have photos that you want to create and send in the card. But you can do one immediately, and then it will go out the very next day. Or if you want to keep in touch on a systematic basis, perhaps, and this would be a networking tip as well, someone in networking, and you send them, you follow up with a call the next day, you get them, or sometimes people don't even have their mailing address on their business cards. They have to ask for their mailing address. You ask for their mailing address, you send them a card, and then maybe a week later, after they get, you know, then you send them another card and say, I would love to visit with you. Let's have coffee. I'd love to be able to refer your business. And then you can then follow up with a phone call. And then maybe 3 months later, send them another card. So you can send them, as often referred to as a drip campaign. They're heartfelt cards. But you can send them periodically. So you stay top of mind with that person. That person knows it's still appreciated.
So I talked earlier about relationships, and I totally believe in building relationships when you're out networking, and that's really valuable. So is this all part of what's considered relationship marketing?
Yes, it is, because, you know, people market. I mean, you see marketing all the time, and usually in the marketing frame of reference, it's sell, 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 market, market, market. And you're marketing to a whole variety of people, hoping people come to you for business, which is totally fine. The big business owners, the Burger Kings and those kind of people, they want a whole bunch of people to come to their store. If a whole variety of people didn't come to their store, they couldn't stay in business. But in the personal realm, special, and that if they need your service, you're going to be there for them. You're going to be top of mind. They're going to be top of mind with you, and you're going to be available for them if they need your product or your service. And you're building a relationship, meaning that they're not just a one-time client, that you will be there for them on a repeated basis to help them to build your business or keep in touch with the folks that are important to them.
Now, is it just cards that someone can select from?
Oh, we have greeting cards. We also have a whole variety of gifts, which is very extensive. There are some that are constant. For example, our primary gift is brownies that are absolutely to die for. Sorry, brownies often.
Who doesn't like brownies, right, Cindy?
There you go. Or you could do a gift card, like a Starbucks card or an Amazon card or a variety of other cards. We've had Target cards from time to time and so forth. I'm not sure exactly what lineup we have of cards at the moment, but gift cards, you know, so people can go. And I will do that sometimes, because sometimes I don't know if people can actually, because I know if people, they can't eat sugar. So I'm not going to send them brownies, so I'll send them a Starbucks card instead.
My
American Express gift card. And it comes right inside the greeting card. They don't have to go purchase it at the store. The sender doesn't have to purchase it at the store. It's right there if they send the card's headquarters, so they include it along with the greeting card when they send the greeting card. So it just makes it very, very, very convenient. And then, of course, you know, seasonal cards. Oh, the holidays are coming up. We have Halloween. We have Halloween gifts available now, and then there'll be Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and just any occasion you can imagine, there will be seasonal
That's
gifts
cute.
available as well.
Yeah. So I remember, Cindy, when I was in corporate banking, every year we had to create these labels for the Christmas cards, had to go through the list, had to edit them and do all of that. How does or does Send Out Cards make that process any easier?
Oh, it certainly does. First of all, whether you're sending an individual card or a card to a whole group of people, which I'll talk about in a moment, you create it online, and once you click send, you know, you have your information in your account. You have an account, and you have your information in the account, which would be in the upper left hand corner of the envelope, and then the recipient's information is the person you're sending the card to. Once you click send, the company prints stuff, stamps, addresses, and mails it for you, and they put that person's address on the card. So you don't have to, once you put that person's contact information in their contact in your account, it stays there forever unless you delete it. So even if you
send
the repeated
card. So it's like a database?
It
keeps it in there like a database. Gotcha.
Yes. We call it our contact manager. Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the corporate side, sometimes there are people that they like to keep their contacts within their own their own contact management system,
mm-hmm.
but they would like to be able to send cards to them to create the card and so forth would be out of their normal range of doing business. They don't do that on a regular basis. So we have a system where they can actually send cards, integrate their contact relationship management tool with our card system, so they can send the cards out without having to transfer
oh, nice.
Their contact to the send out cards.
Yeah, that's nice. That is,
and
that's,
then also,
that's a huge feature.
Yeah, and then also if someone wants to send, you know, they have 300 clients, whatever it is, and they would like
mm-hmm.
to create one card, but each one has an individual name in it, Dear Sue, Dear Bob, Dear Larry, Dear
sure.
Dan. They can create one card. When they create it, they say, Dear First Name. The system will put everyone's first name in there, all 300 cards or however many they choose, and they only have to create the message one time, but each time that person gets their individual card, it has their first name in it. And the sender didn't have to go in and put them in individual cards. That makes it very,
mm-hmm.
very easy. And we have
absolutely,
you know, and then also discounted rates when you send cards in that volume as well. So
mm-hmm.
Makes
mm-hmm.
it very convenient, and our system is very cost effective for businesses or for anyone anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you talking through some of that Dear First Name and all of that, I had flashbacks of many, many mail merge projects that I did when I was in corporate. So it just seems like it would be so much more efficient to be able to do that, especially at the holidays. Or like you said, just thinking of banking or anybody else that closes deals, it'd be great to have a special card sent to them. Thanks for the business, you know, just to let them know, other than the handshake at the end of the deal, that you appreciate them. That means a lot, doesn't it, Cindy?
It certainly does. And I have some people in the automobile industry that, you know, they sell cars and vehicles and so forth to people, but once they get that car sold to that person, they take a photo of that person standing beside their new vehicle.
Nice.
They put it on the front of a card and send it to them and say, you know, thank you so much for doing business with me. I'm here to serve you, you know, whatever your needs continue to be. Thank you so much. You know, I'm here because of you, or some kind of message like that. And people,
yeah.
People love seeing pictures on things, but when they get, you know, that's really special that car salesperson, once that person was out the door, didn't say, okay, sold them another car. Next
right.
in line, the
next,
time to think
right.
of them and take that picture and send that card in the mail. And the gentleman in our town that has done that was got an award for being the top in sales in his auto brand for doing that, because clients would come back to him without advertising, and you know, they just came back to him automatically to purchase repeat vehicles.
And Cindy, who's going to throw away a card with a picture of themselves and their brand new card away? They're not going to throw it away. They're going to keep it, put it on the refrigerator, right?
Absolutely. And not only that, but when their neighbor says, oh, I got to go get a new vehicle, they take out that card and they show, well, this is Ron. I purchased my vehicle through Ron, and you might go to see him because he took excellent care of me and so forth. And they can use it to refer business to that person and also let that neighbor know that they have confidence in doing business with that person that sold them the car as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, Cindy, back when we lived in spring, we purchased the house from a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there for about 10 years. And when we moved, I remember thinking, gosh, it's been 10 years. I don't even know whether that person is still in the real estate business. But there's a sign right there across the street that says Mary. I'll just give Mary a call. Do you see that sometimes that happens?
Oh, all the time. Absolutely. And we are just so bombarded with information these days that that happens. People are trying to find the easiest and the quickest way to do things these days because they have so many other things to do. And, oh, well, my neighbor's using Mary to sell their house. They must like Mary a lot. So I'll give Mary a call. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Had that realtor stayed in touch. And, it can be 2 or 3 times a year. It can be, thanks so much for doing business, and a birthday card. And, you know, even if a person who sends cards, would send out cards, makes a note of people's birthday, the system will send them a reminder 10 days in advance to send that person a birthday card.
Nice.
Or they can actually set up all their birthday cards on January 1st if they want to, and the send date is birthday, and the system will send it out 10 days before their birthday, and they're finished with their birthday cards for the year, but they're staying in touch throughout the year with their clients.
And they didn't have to remember that birthday each month. They didn't have to say, oh, my gosh, whose birthday is it this month? Because that's not going to happen when people are busy. So to be able to put it in the system and forget about it, well, that makes it nice.
Yes, and if they want to do it on a monthly basis, they're going to get a reminder from the company anyway. That so-and-so has, and they'll send you a notification, and it'll let you know all the people that have birthdays coming up well in advance, so you can remember them and get the cards sent out and remember those people. So it just depends on how someone wants to use the system, what's most time effective for them and so forth.
So Cindy, I'm just thinking, okay, we were in the house right at 10 years. So if this realtor had just sent me a birthday card, not Mario, just me, a birthday card, and so that would have been 10 cards. About how much would that have cost that realtor over that 10-year period?
Oh, you know, at the very most, at our most expensive rate, which isn't very expensive, probably about $35 over 10 years.
And so when I sold my house, I am sure that the commission would have been a little over $35.
I think so.
So by not spending that $35, that realtor lost commission on a $250,000 home.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's worth it, Cindy. I think that alone tells me that it's certainly worth it. I tell you what, Cindy, we are down to commercial time, but I told you a story, so do you happen to have any stories that you could tell us? Because I love stories, Cindy.
I do, too, and stories really communicate. Yes, I have a couple of stories that I could share with you. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be listening to more from Cindy Justice with Send Out Cards.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck.
you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. We're here with Cindy Justice from Send Out Cards. So, Cindy, you promised them some stories when we came back. What you got for us?
Yes, well, there's a short personal, but a couple of real estate, just because I think they're readily available to my thinking. But realtors need to keep in touch with the clients. Remember in your story, it had that realtor send you a card for 10 years. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, Gail is a realtor in Michigan, and she was using the regular means of advertising and so forth to keep in touch with her clients. And then she received, when she was in a networking group, she received a card from someone in that networking group, and she said, how did that person do that? When she found out how they did that, she realized what an impact it had on her, so she started using send-out cards for her real estate business, and in 3 years, she went from 35% to 100% referrals in her real estate business using send-out cards.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She went from 35% referrals to 100% referrals only?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
wow, that's amazing. And that's the way you want to grow your business, is through referrals. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And she was building relationships, getting back to relationships.
Yep.
She was building relationships with her clients, and she'd keep in touch with them on a regular basis. And when they had someone that needed, well, you need to go see Gail. You know, in fact, she met, just a quick little story. She met a family it was like a taste of the town, where restaurants got out and were able to let people sample their food and so forth. And she met this one couple, and they just had a phenomenal relationship develop. And as a result, I think they sold 11 homes in that one family, you know, between cousins and brothers and sisters and so forth, and made $70,000 as a result of that relationship they built with that catering company family.
Oh, my goodness.
So it can have that kind of impact. Yeah, and then just a quick story here in our area here, Roselle, who is a realtor, when she started sending, she had been using send-out cards in a limited degree, and then once she saw the value of it, when she started sending them regularly to her clients, the next year her business tripled. So keeping in touch and building relationships is important. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So see, folks, this is a perfect example of it's that, what is it called, Cindy, like the slight edge, where it's just doing that little thing, that one little thing will give you the edge possibly over your competition. So when I got ready to look for a realtor, I just looked across the street at the sign there, wrote the number down, and moved on. I just needed my house sold. The slight edge is that you want to be in front of them, but you want to do it in a way that it's not obtrusive. And I think that's what send out cards certainly does. It allows you to be in front of someone without being obnoxious, right?
Exactly. When a person receives that card in the mail, they say, oh, isn't this so neat? And I've heard this story over and over again. They'll put it on their mantle, and they'll look on it as they're going by and so forth. And they have someone comes to their home and visits. They say, well, what is this? Who did you get this from? And they're able to explain, you know, that they were appreciated and so forth, how special it was to them. Or even people will put it on their refrigerator, or they'll put it on their desk. And it just reminds them how special they are to the person sent to them.
Yeah, nice. Cindy, if somebody is listening and they want to know about how they might be able to use send out cards in their business, how would they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 281-935-3019. Once again, that's 281-935-3019. They can also send me an email at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-Y, at CindyJustice.com. So it's Cindy at CindyJustice.com, but Cindy is spelled with two Y's. And then they can also go to my site, which would be sendoutcards.com/C, my first initial, and Justice, my last name. So sendoutcards.com/C, Justice. And
wonderful.
And I will actually, if someone wants to try sending a card, I'll walk them through sending a card, and I'll pay for them to send their first card.
Well, that's great. That's a deal. Cindy, you know, we've been talking about businesses sending cards to prospects, to sending them to customers. And I'm just thinking about maybe a franchise that might have a large number of employees. Is there a way that they could leverage send out cards for their employees as well?
Oh, they certainly could. And, you know, that would be that extra special touch because, you know, when someone is an employee, they get their paycheck and, you know, thank you so much for working here and so forth. But suppose they were at their place of employment that day and they got a card in the mail because it was their birthday as an employee. And the employer remembered, or you know, they had done something special, like they had streamlined the mailing system or whatever it was, and they got a card for that. And that special recognition among other employees makes a person feel very appreciated, and let them know that, you know, this is not just a job to me. This is something that I take special interest in. And I'm making a larger contribution to the company effort.
Yeah, that's nice. Or if the employee gets employee of the month, take a picture and send it to them so that they can show it to their family. Makes them feel proud to be able to show that off, I would think.
Absolutely. And they could also, and if the employer wanted to do this, they could also send a gift along with a card. It doesn't have to be expensive, but, you know, our most popular gift is brownies, as we've talked about brownies. They could send them a Starbucks card, American Express card. This is one little more token of appreciation, saying you're really special.
Yeah.
And they could send that along with that card. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that a lot. Well, Cindy, we're getting close to the end of the show here. So one more time, if somebody is wanting to know more about send out cards and how they might be able to use that, how would they get in touch with you and find out more?
And my number to call is 281-935-3019. And my email is Cindy, C-Y-N-D-Y, at CYNDYJustice.com. Cindy at CindyJustice.com. Or my site is sendoutcards.com/C, my first initial, and Justice. So sendoutcards.com/C Justice. And if somebody really would like to see how it works, I would just really appreciate it if they would call me. And that way I can walk them through sending a card so they can get that experience of what it's really like. And sometimes people say, oh, isn't that a lovely idea? Then they finally send that card. They go through the process of sending the card, and they say, oh, my word, that really makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, so just sending the card makes a difference to the person that is sending the card as well, not only the recipient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it, Cindy. Thanks so much for being on the show today. I really enjoyed hearing more about send out cards. And, you know, one of the things I didn't ask you about, Cindy, was about the pandemic. Has that changed the way that businesses do business? And have y'all seen any change in send out cards since then?
Well, it actually... a couple of months ago was our biggest month ever in the middle of the pandemic. The fortunate thing is you don't have to, if you're thinking of someone, and there are plenty of folks to think of these days, you know, you haven't seen them, you haven't been in touch with them, you haven't been able to connect with them. And if you think of them, it's what our founder calls acting on a prompting. That's that thought that comes to your mind that says you need to do this. you need to get in touch with that person. So you act on a problem, you sit down with your phone, your computer, whatever, send a card out to that person. And, you know, they're just, they receive that in the mail. And you didn't have to go to the store, as we said, and you didn't have to go to the post office. You didn't have to be around anyone else. And the card gets sent by send out cards, and you don't have to leave your home if you don't want to leave your home. You can do it right from your home and or your business and send out cards to get that card out in the mail. That person will feel that touch of appreciation.
I love it. Cindy, thanks again for being on the show today. I really enjoyed having you and, like I said, hearing more about send-out cards. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Linda. I'm here to help if I can.
Very good. So, folks, there are ways to continue to stay in touch with your clients. I know it's hard during the pandemic. You can't go out and call them very easily. Some businesses are shut down. Some business won't let you in. You know, there's all kinds. Everybody has their own rules, right? Well, but there's no rules to sending them something. Always available. And maybe even sending out a card with the big picture of the COVID molecule that we're all familiar with, just saying, checking in during this pandemic, hope you're doing well. It's just knowing that somebody is thinking about you. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. This is a quote by Cody Bateman. He is the founder of Send Out Cards. Real human connection is created when you act on your promptings. That's exactly what Cindy said. Act on your promptings and reach out in kindness. Relationship marketing is the key to sharing who you are with the whole who you are with the whole world and serving people you were meant to serve. Think about that, folks. Relationship marketing. I love it. Send out cards. Thanks so much for joining me today on All Things Franchising, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.